Today on Press TV, Russia says insurgents were behind a chemical attack in Syria, warning a U.S. military strike on the country could unleash more terrorism. President Vladimir Putin says the militants carried out the sarin gas attack to provoke a U.S. intervention. He says the U.S. attack on Syria would amount to bypassing the U.N. Russia offers the U.S. its plan for placing Syria's chemical weapons under international control. The idea has gained international support to prevent a U.S. military intervention in Syria. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and his American counterpart John Kerry are set to work out the details of the plan in Geneva. Iran's Foreign Minister says Tehran has indications that chemical weapons have been smuggled into Syria to be used by insurgents. In an exclusive interview with Press TV, Mohammad Javad Zarif said Tehran shared these indications with the United States as well as others, but no response was given by Washington. An international aid agency warns about deepening poverty in Europe. Oxfam says up to 25 million more people might become poor by 2025 if new spending cuts are implemented in the continent. The group has called austerity measures moral and economic nonsense. Newly revealed information shows that the US National Security Agency routinely shares raw intelligence with Israel. According to The Guardian, the top-secret deal of giving data on Americans' phone and internet records started in 2009, and the U.S. agency has been doing so without even removing people's names. Tensions running high in Turkey as police clash with protesters for a third consecutive night. Riot police used tear gas and water cannons to disperse demonstrators in several cities, including Istanbul and Ankara. The clashes came a day after the funeral of a protester who was hit with a tear gas canister. Paramilitary troops shoot dead a young man in Indian-controlled Kashmir. The incident happened in the southern district of Shopian. That's where four other youths were shot dead by Indian troops on Saturday. Protests erupted following the death of the latest victim identified as Mohammad Rafi Rathar. Deadly violence continues to plague Iraq. Nearly 40 people are killed as a powerful bomb rips through the capital Baghdad. The explosion outside a mosque in a predominantly Shia neighborhood also left dozens more injured. There's been no claim of responsibility yet. There's the latest here on Press TV.